And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get going for you right now. And William Michael Mode appeared in Huron County District Court this week for his arraignment on felony charges. Judge Ferris presided over the hearing where Mode faces counts of larceny and breaking and entering a building. Prosecutors alleged the crimes occurred on May 25th of 2022. Defense attorney Michelle R. Siv represented Mode during the proceedings. The court maintained the bond at $3,500, which has already been posted. As a condition of his release, Mode is prohibited from contacting the victim and is barred from entering the property involved in the case. The court scheduled a probable cause conference for August 6th, followed by a preliminary examination on August 14th. Mode is retaining his own counsel. And in Huron County District Court this week, the case of People v. Smith moved to the next stage. Christopher Allen Smith, represented by defense attorney Michelle R. Siv, appeared before Judge Ferris to face charges of larceny between $1,000 and $20,000, along with larceny from a motor vehicle. Assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahani outlined a potential plea agreement. Under the terms, the defendant would plead guilty or no contest to the first charge in exchange for the dismissal of the second, contingent on full restitution. This offer is tied to a separate pending felony case. Mr. Smith waived his right to a preliminary examination, and Judge Ferris bound the case over to Circuit Court for an arraignment scheduled for August 10th at 9 a.m. Bond will continue as previously ordered. Huron County District Court Judge Ferris sentenced Justin Terrence Kennedy this week. Kennedy, represented by defense attorney Michael Morawski, faced charges of operating while intoxicated and refusal of a preliminary breath test. The court noted Kennedy's enrollment in detox and counseling programs. Judge Ferris ordered 18 months of probation, 30 hours of community service, and $1,115 in fines and costs. Kennedy received credit for one day already served in jail. The court also cited Heidi's Law, warning that any future alcohol-related driving offenses would result in a felony charge and permanent license suspension. And we will be right back after this brief public service announcement with your weather.
I never considered myself to be a heavy drinker. At first, I only drank with friends, then to get through the day. I hit rock bottom when I realized I was choosing alcohol over my family. That's when I made the call. With my doctor's help, I was diagnosed with alcohol use disorder. Now, I'm getting to the root of my addiction and finding better ways to cope.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.